Getting into your customer's head. 8 secret selling roles your competitors don't play. Author, Kevin Davis. When faced with surveys showing that 80% of salesmen want to change their career, what will your reaction be? 1. Will you feel like a loser thinking, yes, indeed, 80% is a huge percentage, no wonder why I feel this way too, what a problem? Or 2. Will you feel confident and shout, yes, indeed, only 20% understand the reality of sales. This is my chance. There's a huge difference between the two answers. We aim here at moving you from the first negative situation into the second positive one. Types of customers. All the customers you deal with fall into one of these two categories. 1. The expert customer. This is the customer who knows your product or service well and has tried it before. Usually this customer doesn't need a great effort to convince. 2. The amateur customer. This is the customer who doesn't know your product or service and hasn't tried it before. They are afraid of buying it because they don't trust the information you are offering. These kind of customers require more effort and caution. The old sales train. The sales process is like a train moving on railway tracks, going through these 5 stations. 1. The introduction. In this station, you have to build rapport between you and the customer. 2. Investigation. What is meant here is investigating the customer's needs, considering their challenges and capabilities. 3. The offer. Recite the advantages of the product or service you are selling. 4. Overcoming objections. It's just normal that customers object. Your job here is to turn these objections into reasons for the customer to buy. 5. Completing the sales process. This is the last station for the train of sales, where the purchase orders are signed and the agreement on terms of payment and receipt is reached. Concerns about the old way. Selling the old way does indeed resemble a moving train in which the customer can't control or direct. That's why the customer feels that the salesperson is driving them to a destination they don't want. This doesn't create in the customer the desire to buy, but rather a desire to jump off the sales train and run away. Thus, they inform the salesperson that they are going to think about it, or discuss it with their manager, and get back to them if they leave their number with the secretary. Then, we all know the rest. Selling the new way. The new sales process has 8 stages that customers go through, and the salesperson follows. 1. The change stage. The desire for buying can't be established without a change. Thus, change is the problem that brings the solution, and the solution the customer thinks about is buying the product or service that helps them overcome the change that occurred in their life. All you have to do is make the customer notice the change awaiting them. That's when the desire for buying arises. Role number 1, the student. In the change stage, the salesperson has to play the role of a student, studying the change awaiting the customer and choosing what lies in their field, then offers it to the customer. Before you knock on your customer's door, you have to answer the following 3 questions. What is the change awaiting your customer? What can my product or service offer the customer? What are the customer's main activities, and how can they benefit from buying the product or service? 2. The desire to buy stage. When the customer feels there's a problem, they feel compelled to solve it. The salesperson's talent lies in finding a solution for the customer through the product or service they are offering. Role number 2. The physician. At this stage, you should play the role of a physician who identifies the disease, then describes the suitable treatment. The problem your product or service solves is present everywhere, but the decision makers cannot see it. That's why all you have to do is make them aware of it before offering them the solution. Don't fear that there might not be a problem. The problem with a bad factory is that it isn't good, and with the good factory is that it isn't excellent yet. 3. The research stage. The fact that your customer started realizing the severity of the problem doesn't mean that they are going to buy your product or service. All you did was moving the customer from "should I purchase?" to "from whom should I purchase?" At this stage, the customer might ask for time to think. And when you get back to them, you find that they have already bought from one of your competitors. Your role then stops at diagnosing the problem, while the customer sneaks away for another salesperson who started the research journey with them. So how can you keep the customer from sneaking away to your competitor? Role number 3, the architect. To keep your customer from sneaking away to your competitors, you have to accompany them through the research process, or even better, do the research on the competitors' prices and their advantages for them, since you are more aware of the market. 4. The comparison stage. Salespeople are all facing this dilemma. How can you win over your competitors without lowering your prices? Nowadays, however, salespeople are more competitive, more powerful, more intelligent, and faster than ever before. So what should the salesperson do? Role number 4, the coach. You are the source of information for your customer, so don't let them influence you. The customer who asks for lower prices hasn't realized all the advantages of your product or service yet. 5. The fear stage. At this stage, the customer moves from whom should I buy, to what will happen if I bought this product or service. So when you feel that the customer is trying to escape the whole thing, know that they are closer to the real buying stage. Role number 5, the therapist. In this stage, you should resolve your customer's fear, just like a therapist. You should deal with it from a psychological perspective, using the following methods. Deal with the customer's concerns as you would do with a friend, away from the professional consideration. Tell the customer that the risk they are going to take is there in everything they do, not only in buying your product or service. Use the negative, but after a while, positive technique. Go back to the first stage and play the physician's role one more time. 6. The agreement stage. By overcoming the fear stage, the customer is ready to complete the sales process by agreeing with you on the required steps and procedures. But then you hear them saying, "I do want to buy from you, but your price is too high." They say this with such confidence that transfers fear to you. Shall you lower the price and lose such a huge part of your commission to keep the customer? Or shall you keep the price and risk losing the customer? Role number 6, the negotiator. You should negotiate to reach a win-win agreement for both you and the customer, and make this clear to them before starting the negotiations. 7. Expectation stage. Most salespeople consider their job done when their customer signs the contract. This usually happens when you can't sell more than one product or service to the customer. But it isn't the same when you want to keep selling to the same customer. In the latter case, companies are keen on developing their relations with their customers and regularly assessing their satisfaction with the product or service. Here's where the expectations of the customers arise. After the customer uses your product or service, they move from being amateurs into being experts. When this happens, the selling steps you follow and the roles you play change. Role number 7, the observer. In this stage, the salesperson has to know the real advantages the customer got by using your product or service. This isn't done out of curiosity, but to use this information with new customers, or with the same customer when attempting to sell to them again. The salesperson has to also watch the customer's receipts and payment methods. 8. Satisfaction stage. How can you tell if your customers are satisfied with your products? Does the lack of complaints mean that they are satisfied? Surveys show that 97% of the dissatisfied customers turn to the competitor without complaining. The customer who complains is a customer who is keen on doing business with you. Role number 8. The farmer. You reap what you sow. This is the philosophy of the farmer. You have invested much time in directing your new customers through the different stages of the sales process. You should always measure the changes in the customer's demands and be aware of the products or services they want or don't want. You should also know from your customers the slightest differences they find between your products or services and those of your competitors. If your customers are satisfied with your product or service, you can ask them to recommend you to their colleagues or acquaintances. They can also give you important information about their activities or the chances to buy from you. If you reach this level, you are no longer just a salesperson, but way more than this.